Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Isaac Elnicavay, co-founder of Tide.org, a nonprofit foundation building Tide Protocol, a decentralized personal data economy for businesses, consumers, and marketers. Mr. Elnicavay, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today. So first of all, get into what is Tide Foundation versus Tide Protocol?
That's a good question. Tide Foundation is a non-for-profit foundation that is tasked with the stewardship and maintenance of the Tide Protocol. It allows all of the participating bodies to have their say in the direction and development of the Tide Protocol in itself.
And if you would also tell us, who is Tide's target audience? Businesses, consumers, marketers, or how does Tide benefit each?
Well, look, we created the Tide Protocol because we're looking to solve the global problem of personal data. The demand for personal data has never been higher. And as a result of that, businesses have been using and abusing our personal data without our knowledge and without our consent, and definitely without us being part of the value chain that is created. The Tide Protocol goes to solving this by creating a system which allows businesses to interact with consumers in a way which does not store the personal details of those consumers with the business. I know that sounds a little bit outlandish, but the fundamental question is, does a business really need to own your data, or should they just be seeking consent from you to use it? And so a business that adopts the Tide Protocol solves this massive problem of having personally identifiable information on their database. And I say it's a problem because we've seen the Marriott lose 500 million records, Cathay Pacific lose 12 million records, Equifax, and countless other data breaches. And so for businesses, it's a real challenge and a real cost center having these databases that were once their prized assets now being targeted by hackers. And so our primary focus is in going out to businesses, enterprises today, and saying, hey, adopt the Tide open source free to use protocol. And what that does is it removes all of the personally identifiable and sensitive information that you have on your database. Still allows you to do business in the very same way, removes that liability from your database and that cost center, and hands each consumer that you deal with their own unique key to decrypt that data. Which means that by adopting the Tide Protocol, a business now is positioned infinitely better to comply with privacy legislation because it doesn't actually have that data. And consumers that engage with businesses that have adopted the Tide Protocol have a complete sense of security through a decentralized, trustless network that their data will never move from that business to a third party unless and until they agree for that data to be moved and they themselves are part of that value chain. So in terms of who is our customer, who is our target audience, it really is initially businesses, but those businesses bring along with them their entire consumer database.
Certainly appreciate all the details. Most helpful. Tell us, if you would, how does Tide work with existing business systems and what impact can it have on the business?
Look, Tide has been designed specifically to address existing enterprise businesses because, let's face it, they are the ones that hold the vast majority of our personal data. And the way that a business interacts with Tide is it actually goes to GitHub, picks up our source code, and either works with any of our system integrators, or they themselves integrate the code into their technology stack. It's no small feat, and depending on the size of the business, it can be a significant project. But the commercials of it make sense even just from a financial perspective. If we take a look at how much a business spends every year in terms of compliance with privacy legislation, it's compliance is not a silver bullet. It is an ongoing expense line item. Yet, even with compliance, the liability of holding that personally identifiable data still sits in that business's database. So an interaction with Tide is as simple as picking up the code, adopting it into the tech, and that code then goes through, encrypts all of the personally identifiable data, and provides each consumer with their own key to decrypt that data back to the business.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Isaac Elnakaveh, co-founder of Tide.org, a nonprofit foundation building Tide Protocol, a decentralized personal data economy for businesses, consumers, and marketers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Isaac, what are some of the real-world use cases for Tide Protocol within different industries? That would be nice to hear some of those.
Oh, gosh. We have so many real-world use cases, and they come from our customers. I might start with something that's probably, you know, at the heart and soul of just about every listener. When you go, and that's the real estate industry, but when you go and apply to rent a unit or look to buy a property, you provide so much personal data. Your name, your social security number, your driver's license, if you've had any criminal records, how much you've earned at your current job, how long you've stayed at your current rental unit, how much you've paid in terms of rental. Now, these businesses, these real estate businesses, they're not there to sell your data, yet they've got a huge cost in making sure that that data doesn't get breached. A real estate business that adopts the Tide protocol has a number of positive impacts to them straight away. One, all of that information that you've provided is now completely encrypted in a way that you as the consumer can only decrypt it, which means for the real estate business, they no longer need to spend money on and time on securing that database. But secondly, that real estate business can now start to make money from that data. And they do that because the Tide network also plugs into a global, massive publisher and marketing base. Businesses that want to know if you as a consumer are moving into a brand new apartment or a brand new condominium and want to offer you the chance to get new home content insurance, or if we know that you're of a certain demographic in a certain area, come down and test drive our latest Maserati. And these businesses now pay both the real estate business and the consumer for the right to engage in that conversation. That provides the marketers with data and access that has been unprecedented. It's information that has been siloed before. It provides the business with the ability to remove or reduce that liability, and provides the consumer with relevant real-time marketing that is based on them. If they choose to allow that marketer to decrypt their data, they now get paid for their own personal data and for the attention that they provide to the marketer. We have other real-world use cases in other industries. If we take a look at the health insurance industry, if we take a look at the health and the medical space in general, there are so many privacy legislations from HIPAA to GDPR that are so focused on all of the personal data and sensitive data that you provide your medical practitioner. But today, that data is not safeguarded. With the adoption of the Tide protocol, these businesses now become privacy compliant, but more importantly, they now offer the consumer the ability to control their data and to monetize it within that ecosystem.
Hey, good stuff there. Really appreciate that as well. Now, how does Tide make privacy profitable for businesses and consumers? Love to hear your take on that as well.
Look, I think that really is at the core. If we're looking to create a global solution for privacy and personal data, it can't be one that's based on legislation because that's not sustainable. And it needs to be one that has a commercial benefit for the economy as a whole and the businesses that own it. So a business that adopts the Tide protocol gets a commercial benefit in two direct ways. One, they reduce their ongoing expense and compliance for privacy legislation. And two, they're now able to increase the data yield on their databases because marketers are now able to engage that business's consumers on a purely consent basis, and marketers will pay significant dollars to be able to have a direct one-to-one conversation based on data that has been previously siloed and sits within the business that adopts the Tide protocol.
Well, Isaac, really good to have had you with us on behalf of Tide Protocol. Certainly appreciate all the information shared. It has been most helpful. And in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think that personal data and privacy is a huge issue. And we believe that businesses should be empowered to be able to trade on privacy, just as they do on the quality of their service and the product, the pricing of their product. They should also be able to let the world know that engaging with them means that the consumer's data is completely secure and they're the only ones with the key to unlock it. Tide enables businesses to trade on privacy and to make privacy profitable. We're doing that today.
Certainly is fantastic. Again, folks, it is Tide.org. Mr. Elnikave, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We have been speaking with Mr. Isaac Elnikave, co-founder of Tide.org, a nonprofit foundation building Tide Protocol, a decentralized personal data economy for businesses, consumers, and marketers. And once again, visit Tide.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.